In this episode, I break down a huge conversation that's going to allow you to get out of here, start working from here. And that conversation is around the concept of knowing, trusting yourself. And I knew that that was going to go off right then and there. Just kidding. I'm not talking about psychic knowing. I'm talking about inner, deep sensing and knowing that the actions you take, the work you do, is in alignment with why you're here. So I break down this big concept of knowing. So that way you can come to know for yourself, because you've known before when you're on the right path, when things are working out for you. And you've also known before when you're in your head, you have this awareness. But now it's time to get you to this line of understanding, so that way you can take one step into knowing. It's all here for you. So stay tuned. I'm Adam Cadu, and it's time to master the art of real heart alignment, where you live, work, and play from your personal power as energy aligns, your gifts flow, and life simply works. These life-changing conversations are designed to help you to see what you're not seeing, hear what you're not hearing, and to be who you're not being, as the world needs more heart-centered leaders now more than ever. Are you ready to say no to living a half-hearted life and say yes instead to boldly living from a place of real heart alignment? Welcome to the Adam Cadu Podcast. What's going on, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Adam Cadu Podcast. I wanted to kick this episode off to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to those of you who have left a rating and review. And I was taking the time just before going on live here to connect, to read some of these, to connect with the energy, and it absolutely warms my heart. And I will tell you why here in a minute. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. So I wanted to read a couple real quick. So this one's titled Heart-Centered. Adam has a special gift and passion for bringing the hidden into the light. His podcast is like his personality, upbeat, friendly, thoughtful, heart-centered. The world needs more heart-centered leaders now, and Adam is one of those leaders. That was from Fox 404. I love it. Thank you so much. Allison Marsh said, Adam's ability to convey what heart-centered work looks like is inspiring. Definitely on my list of new favorite podcasts to listen to. Thank you, Allison. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Allison has a special place in my heart. We worked together a few years ago. And she was one of the first people that I had worked with closely when I was doing more higher level coaching and, launch type work. So Allison has a special place in my heart for sure. We've got, Vivian says authentic and insightful. Love Adam's podcast. It feels like I'm sitting there in the room with him and his guest soaking in all the information. He's authentic. He's welcoming, and he provides so much value from the heart. And what's crazy, what's wild to me is I get a little uncomfortable reading those. It's something that I've had to own for myself through the years, because I was one of those people that you give a compliment to and I'm like, no, and I will just put it right back to you. But you're this, I wasn't able to receive. And through the years and through understanding the laws of the universe, right? We have yin and yang. We have the law of reciprocity, giving and receiving. One must be able to receive in order to give more. And I was giving to where my cup was dry. I didn't have a lot left to give. Sometimes I'd be burned out because I was giving so much. And I started questioning this whole entrepreneur process, this whole business owner process, this whole life process. Like, I'm giving, and why am I not receiving? It was because I was blocking out the receiving. Because I had stories about myself and what it meant to be a leader and what it meant to receive. It was like, you know, you're selfish if you're receiving. If you raise your prices, you're selfish. You know, if you work with more people and you're charging more and you're making more, you're being selfish. Right? That was programming from early on. There was times, and I wasn't planning on going here, but this is a good story. There was times I can remember early on where I would be at my grandparents' house hanging out, you know, just kind of learning the world. I mean, I was probably 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there in those early years, to where we're like a video camera. We are taking in everything. and it goes straight to our subconscious. It goes straight to our programming. And so I was at my grandparents' house, which my grandparents were always just the most beautiful people. I mean, I've never saw my grandmother or my grandfather upset. And so my mom, I believe, was there, and my aunt or vice versa, whichever, you know, doesn't really matter. One of them came in with some food and some beer, right? Wanted to give. And the other person was like, okay, here, yeah, I want to pay you for some of this. I'm going to give you some money. And it was like, no, this is my gift to you. You know, I wanted to bring this. And there was this big old fight. It was like, no, I want to give you money for this. No, you shouldn't have done this. And I mean, back and forth to where they really started getting angry with each other. And so in my small interpretation, my small model of the world at that standpoint, I saw it as, oh, it's bad to receive, right? If you, if somebody tries to give you something, you're supposed to give something straight away. And if they don't take it, you force it. You know, early on, people would try to pay for something or give me money or anything like that. And it was just like, no. Hard no. And so growing my business, when people were ready to work together and things like that, I had straight up resistance. But we must continue to grow and to let go. And I know that what we're going to talk about today is going to help you to get to this standpoint to where you work from knowing. Not necessarily from that old programming. Because look, we can spend years and decades on the therapist chair and cussing our parents and, you know, playing the blame game and being a victim and all that stuff. We can do all the subconscious reprogramming and we can go back into our mind and right some wrongs and all that stuff, which, yeah, that's good. But I know, like myself, I spent a lot of years doing that. When in all reality, what I was doing is I was digging in the past where I should have been creating my new future from this moment. So I was trying to fix a lot of things that didn't really need fixed. And so when you can wipe the slate clean, and this is what I talk about, you guys. I mean, this is my jam. And my work right now is to help to articulate this whole concept of knowing, of trusting, of allowing, to a standpoint to where you grasp it, you get it, and you're at this kickoff point of fully understanding what knowing and trusting really is. And you're just one step away from stepping into knowing, because there's no amount of talking, there's no amount of doing that I can do for you to get you into this space of knowing. I cannot eat for you. You must eat for yourself. But I will help to set the table. I will give you everything you need to get you there. But you must step into this yourself. So this is going to be a big conversation. So settle in, get ready for this a little bit. But my whole point, let me just backtrack just a little bit in the whole story, right? Is there's so many limitations that we are facing. And it's easy for us to get to the standpoint of like, something's wrong. I know, Adam, right? And I'm going to talk about knowing, and there's a lot of you guys that are going to get into analytical knowing. I had a conversation with a client of mine just yesterday or the day before. And she was like, I know I have value. I know my message is strong. I know. People weren't getting it. People weren't connecting. People weren't, receiving. And I said, look, if you really knew, if you were really working from knowing, full on knowing, we would not even be having this conversation. And I told her, I said, I know that you know this, but right now you're analytically trying to understand this. You're working from your analytical mind. And you cannot get there from here. You cannot get to this great place of expansion. You cannot get to a place of momentum. You cannot get to this inner place of freedom through your analytical mind. You cannot think yourself out of a wet paper bag for the most case. I know I can't. Yes, we can use our brains. We can strategize. We can plan. We can set intentions with our minds. But there becomes this standpoint to where we must work from knowing. And there's a beautiful saying that one of my mentors, James Wedmore, says, and that is, leap and the net will appear. And he's not the first person to say that. It's a Zen saying, But there's so much beauty in that. Leap in the net will appear. And somebody asked James on a podcast episode recently, they said, what's the biggest leap that you've taken? He's like, look, I don't take big leaps. It's one of the things. You know, he's played this game, a calculated game, but he continues to take steps. He continues to put things out in faith. I remember the very first time he presented his offer at a live event, and there was just 40 of us there, right? And it took a lot of courage. It took a lot of trust. It took a lot of knowing that when he stands for his offer, when he presents it in a way that's aligned with his heart, his values, and when he can help people to see what's possible for them, that's working from knowing. And when you work from knowing, you are working into a future. And I'm gonna slow down here for a second. When you work from knowing, you are not working into your automated, pre-designed future. Because right now, and this is a tough pill to swallow for a lot of people, but if you're not present, if you're checking in and out of Facebook all day long, if you're in your head thinking, and you have just fleeting moments of being present throughout the day, I mean, if you think about it, we're probably present less than 0.0001% of the time. You're present when you're in a flow state, and even then, sometimes you are in your baggage. You're doubting, you're second guessing. But when you are in the present moment, you are no longer a robot. You are no longer at the mercy of your past programming. You are no longer at the mercy of your past circumstances. When you're here, you are working from the premise, the expansive, beautiful premise, that your success is inevitable, because it is. Nothing has any meaning except for the meaning you give it. One of my mentors says that all the time, and I heard that elsewhere, and I was like, where have I heard that? And I looked it up, and Tony Robbins. Of course, Tony Robbins. Talk about a guy who blazed a trail. He was told, hey, look, you're supposed to get this certification before you start helping people and all this stuff. You got to go through all these courses, all this stuff. And he's like, I'm just going to help people. I have this inner knowing, this trust that I'm here to help a lot of people. And I'm not going to sit back and take all the courses and get ready and get the certifications and the licenses and all that stuff. He's just blazing a trail, helping people. Now, I will say Tony Robbins has a different kind of personality than mine. I aspired to be him for a very long time. I don't want to be anybody but myself, and hopefully you don't either. But Tony is one of the very few people who does not have this inhibition, right? He literally is going to leap and hope the net appears, right? Where a lot of us, especially as heart-centered people that really care, but also get into self-judgment, guilt, shame, baggage, beating ourselves up a lot of the time, those of us who really care, we're a little bit more cautious, which is fine. But there's going to be a standpoint to where you get more and more used to leaning in. You get more and more used to taking big steps. You get more and more used to trusting that if you show up, if you lead with your heart, if you play a full game, if you leave it out on the field, the results will be reflected of the game you play. The results will be reflected of the level of game you play. And that's working from knowing. That's working from trusting. Yes, we can plan. We can strategize. We can do our mind maps, and we can, you know, craft our messages and you know, use our brains for a lot of that. But there's going to be this standpoint, and it almost becomes this unconscious competence, this level of knowing that allows you to just let go of all the insecurities and doubts. And I mean, yes, new things come up. New challenges come up. Amazing. Life would be boring without challenges. But I'm here to tell you, when you can start working from this premise, this core premise of knowing, not analytically knowing, not figuring it out. I was one of those people that tried to figure out life for the longest time. I had all the pieces of the puzzle being put together, and sometimes pieces wouldn't fit and it would frustrate me. And I spent so much time keeping all this information to where my brain became kind of sluggish, because I'm like, look, where does this fit? Where do I put this piece of the puzzle? Because I'm figuring this life out, right? But I realized that makes me slow. That gives me a lot of baggage. And I'll said it before and I'll say it again. When you have baggage, it makes you heavy. And when you're heavy, you cannot fly. And so instead of trying to figure out life, which, hey, that's a tall order. We would need thousands and thousands of years to figure out this life, but I really thought it was going to be me to figure it all out and be like, oh, this is how life works. But then I had this fleeting thought. What if there's nothing to figure out? That just took a whole lot of pressure off me. What if life is not to be figured out, but instead life is to be experienced? Try that on, right? We can let go of so much, you guys. And I'm telling you, that is the work, letting go. And we'll talk extensively about letting go on this podcast, because that has gotten me to where I am today. And there's still levels of letting go, even to the point of letting go in my nervous system. My nervous system still wants to fight me sometimes to keep me safe and stuck. And no, don't say that. Don't stand too strong, because you might be wrong. There's so much resistance. There's so much need to let go. But again, when you can come to this moment, be in this moment, working from knowing. And I'm going to break this down a little bit. This inner knowing. I got to say it again. It's not from your head. There's no amount of thinking that's going to get you to knowing. It's a sense. Not your five senses. It's a higher sense. And look, I would dare to say that each one of us, we have a different mode of knowing. It's going to be different for each of us, right? Some people have a visceral, kind of an emotional feeling. Some people are going to feel a lightness. Some people are going to have messages that become very clear in their mind. They're going to see pictures or hear words. And we can call this intuition, yes, but I think it's even deeper than that. Because intuition, we could be at the mercy of intuition sometimes. It's like, look, I need my intuition. I need my hit. But if you work from knowing that everything and anything is working out for you, that anything and everything is possible for you, there's not a lot of resistance. And so I used to, early on, I literally got stuck in my head. And I knew I was stuck in my head. And I knew I needed to trust myself more. But it took me continually getting in my body, because I'm a feeler and I have a theory. And I'm entitled to my theories, that we are all, at the core of us, we are all feelers. Yes, even you thinkers on the Myers-Briggs, they got you pegged as a thinker. You got to be a thinker. But think about this for a minute. When you were a kid and you didn't know language and you were trying to figure out this world, how were you navigating it? Right? Were you telling yourself, okay, pick up this rock right here, pull it up to yourself, hold it up to your mouth, put it in your mouth, because my little buddy likes to try to eat some rocks, right? Put rocks in his mouth. No, there's not this analytical version. We're just feeling stuff. That's why kids put a lot of things in their mouth, because they feel it. They want to understand this world by feeling it. But then yes, along the way, some of us lean more heavily into thinking. And I'm courageous. I'm open enough to say I could be misled on this. And if you have different interpretations of thinkers versus feelers, then let me know. I'd love to hear about it. However, we're feelers, y'all. We're feelers. Honor that side of you. You know, I was doing exercises years ago where I would say the biggest breakthrough, and I'll say just the biggest breakthrough that caused the biggest shift in my life was when I did Reiki for the very first time. Talk about letting go. I had so much emotional baggage in my body. I had so much resistance. I mean, my neck was tight. My head looked like I was about to pop off my head or my neck, and I was overweight. I wanted this weight on me because I didn't want to pick up other people's energies. I needed this padding, right? Because I had my own baggage. And going through Reiki and letting go a lot of this energetic baggage, that opened me up to higher senses. And the more I get in tune with my body, the more I take care of my body, the more I feed and nourish my body from a level of excellence. I have a sticky note on my fridge now that says physiology and psychology of excellence. Because I'm raising the standard for myself. I'm raising the bar. You know, that would not have connected with me 5 years ago. So I was just trying to get some more energy. I was eating crappy food and wondering why I was tired all day. But my body has so much wisdom to it. There was even a standpoint I practiced every single day for, I'd say, months, asking myself questions, yes or no questions. Sometimes I would know the answer. It's like, is my name Adam? Is my name Bob? And I just felt it right then and there. I had a sensation in my stomach as a no. And I get an excited feeling, a lightness, when it's a yes. And so I no longer have to think in an analytical way like this. I just know if it feels good, it's meant to be. If it feels good, it's meant to be. And I've even opened up to this relationship with food. I know exactly how that food's going to make me feel. And I do now, to the standpoint, because I've trained myself like this, I have opened my awareness to choose how I want to feel after I eat food. And there are some times I'm going to choose that sugary, sweet, you know, or salty or whatever snack, but I know it's going to put me in a place. And I know, hey, look, if my little man's cranky today, or if the wifey's kind of feeling off and things like that, probably not going to put myself in this agitated state, because, you know, some food makes me feel wiry. Some mood or some food makes me feel a little grumpy, a little sluggish. And I've gotten in tune with my senses to the level that I know exactly. And I know in business too. There's not, you know, business used to be so complex, so freaking hard, so scary, so daunting. And I've gotten to this place, and I'm telling you, I had to get to this place first, excuse me, before I had business success. I had to get to this place of knowing first before I had business success. Because what I'll talk about more is you guys, I had mounting pressure on mounting debt. I would wake up every single morning and I would know exactly how much debt I was in. And I had to continue to try to manage that energy. Breathe into it, get my mind going in a great place. You know, check in with myself. Today's going to be a beautiful day. I love today. This is amazing. And I would feel into that. I would know today's going to be a great day. And I'm setting the course for that. But that debt was crushing. And I had to get settled in that energy, and I had to continue to sharpen the skill of working from knowing in order to move free from that debt and in order to begin to grow, scale, and build the business so that way I can do what I want to do, and that's help more people. And it's working from knowing. I put a sticky note on my mirror, work from knowing. And I already know that you know when you're working from knowing. And I already know that you know when you're not working from knowing. And the trick is to stay in that. Stay in the knowing. Because your mind's going, oh, we got this bill in a little bit. We got to make a sale. Oh, you know, this person might say this. Oh, but we could do this first instead of, you know, going live on Facebook, putting ourselves out there. Oh, I'm going to take this course first. Right. But we have this sense. There's even times where I'm like reading a book or something. I'm like, I'm just loving this book. And I have this sense. All right. Time to move on. Get to it. That book's so comfy though. But I honor my nudges. I honor my knowing. Because it's a powerful place to work from. And so come to honor your knowing. And this is something that I go deeper on in, and it's beautiful. I get to talk about energy and knowing and trusting yourself, and I get to help people to get out of their own ways in my program, Heart-Centered Selling Mastery. It's a selling program, but I get to talk about what I love to talk about, and that's energy, because that's going to move the needle. And when you can start to trust yourself, put yourself in these uncomfortable situations, whether that be presenting an offer, whether that be a one-to-one sales call, whether that being on, you know, somebody else's podcast and you're really not quite sure what you're going to talk about, trust yourself. Work from knowing. Get in this energetic place, what I call zero point. Grounded, rooted in your strength, quiet in your mind, and open to receive. Because there's information coming at you all the time. It's here. You know, in these podcast episodes, there's not a lot of thinking. And to be honest with you, I'm not attached to what comes up. I'm going to let it work through me. I'm just going to stay in this great place and trust it. If I start going down some rabbit hole and I start getting this nudge, I'll reel it back in. But otherwise, I'm just going to stay and rap, share my heart, and trust what comes up is meant to come up. And I know enough to know enough that when I honor that, there's nuggets of gold here for you guys. There's nuggets of gold here. So why would I discredit that? And going back to some of the reviews that I read earlier, I knew I have a huge heart. I know that I have a purpose, right? Just like all of you. And there's a whole different conversation about purpose. People chase their purpose outside of them. You must be intentional. You must be on purpose. That's where you work from. What you do the rest of your life, what you call as a career or what you call as a business, doesn't really matter if you're on purpose. And so in those reviews, people are saying I'm heart-centered, and it's beautiful, and I love it, and it lights me up, because my mind, even when I really started connecting deeper with people online, you know, I had an opportunity to work with James Wedmore and Jim Fortin and do some coaching inside their programs, and people tell me, it's like, you know, you're all heart, and my analytical mind is like, no, you're not. My analytical mind tries to tell me all this wacky stuff. Because it doesn't want me getting too big for my britches. It doesn't want me just going crazy and showing up and sharing my heart. That's dangerous. That is dangerous to the mind. And it's dangerous to the ego, which is another conversation for another day. But I trust if I stay in a good place and if I honor my heart and honor my gifts, my drive to help people, it's all taken care of. I could do anything business strategy wise and I'm good. Even if it wasn't good, I'm good. Cause I'm leading with love. I'm sharing my heart. I mean, I literally feel you guys. I feel you guys listening. And it warms my heart and it fuels my soul. So why would I do anything different than just stay here? Grow evolve, expand. And that's why I love also figuring out what my skeletons in the closet are. Cause I want to share stuff that I'm afraid to share because there's growth there and I'm able to let that go. And I'm even having conversations with a friend of mine, Mac, a client and a friend of mine, about facing my inevitable time that I will transition and leave this planet, facing the fear of that. Because I used to be deathly afraid of death. And now I'm doing things to look death in the eye a little bit more. I'm not crazy like, you know, jumping off a cliff, nothing like that. But I'm accepting that time, yes, we can say there is no time, but time here is limited. Every second, we're getting closer to our death. And I know that's a sadistic way of looking at things, but death is your greatest advisor. It's going to help you so much when you come to embrace it. Because we're going to answer some very, very, very tough questions at the end of our road. We're going to want to say things that we've been dying to say. We're going to want to do things that we've been dying to do. But now we're dying without doing that. Why not do that now? Why not let go? Why not say what you want to say? Don't be so worried about what my audience needs to hear from me and I need to say it in a way to where they get it and they understand it and then they want to buy from me. Just freaking come alive and trust and know that if you're in the right place, if you're working from love, compassion, all things are working out from you. But if you're working from fear and ego of needing to be right and needing to look good and all that stuff, then you're probably going to face more resistance. But when you let go, you work from knowing, you open your freaking heart more and more and more to where you feel it and you know it, to where your heart is resonating with other hearts, no matter what work you're doing, no matter what strategy you're doing, no matter what tactics you're doing, when you work from love, when you care deeply about others, when you care deeply not just about ourselves, I care about myself, not just about ourselves, but about humanity and the evolution of mankind on this planet, your lineage, the people in your life, and the people in your life that are going to be in your life for years to come, whether it be, you know, your kids or the kids that you're around or your, you know, your brother and sister's kids, your grandkids, whatever, touch their freaking lives. And I'll end on this, you guys. I mean, I'm feeling it right now. And so thank you for being here and listening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, thank you. So here's the thing. I read this the other day, and I've heard this before, but it just clicked with me. It clicked. It hit home with me. You and I, we have gotten cells, one cell from our parent, one cell from our mom, one cell from our dad. Our mom got one cell from their mom, one cell from their dad. And so did my dad, one and one. And guess what? My grandparents, they got one cell from each of their parents. Guess what? They got one cell from each of their parents. We are connected way back. And it's crazy to me. I've gotten this golden opportunity right now to watch my little man. And there's characteristics that I know I have not taught him that I used to be the same way. When I was a kid, I used to just love to pick stuff up, like heavy stuff. And there was a moment in time where I picked something up and fell over and about crushed my freaking ribs, right? And there's certain things that he's doing that I'm like, oh, I hope he doesn't make the same mistake as me. I'm passing on information from a cellular level. And there's times even it's like, hey, look, somebody comes into this world and they're like, this person's a spitting image of you know, great, 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 great grandpa. I mean, look at the picture and look at the picture of this person now. How is that so? Because you're passing on genetics information. So you have the standpoint to change and touch somebody's life right now. And it doesn't matter if they are in your lineage or not. If you bring more joy and happiness to one freaking person, you guys don't understand, that goes on forever. It goes on forever. So know that. Come to know that how you show up in this world, no matter if it's this big breakthrough aha moment that somebody gets from you, that doesn't matter. As long as you're showing up, leading with love, you're changing the freaking world. You're changing so much more than meets the eye by touching one person's life. We put in all the emphasis of needing to be at a certain place in our business and beating ourselves up because we're not at this level yet. I should be here. Who cares? You're here now. Trust yourself. Open your heart. Feel for people. Not from a standpoint of taking on their energy. But feel for the people that you're here to impact. Go freaking impact some lives. We need more love out there, you guys. And if you're working from fear, you're just putting more fear into the world. So let go of it. All this stuff does not matter. I mean, this is, in my interpretation, my perception, how I frame this in my mind, it's a serious business. But it's also loving, expansive business. So we have the opportunity, the amazing opportunity to connect with people online, connect with people in life in a whole new way. And it doesn't quite matter exactly the words you use, exactly the positioning. It doesn't quite matter what your name of your program is. It doesn't quite matter what your signature statement is or your elevator pitch. Those are all words. Those are all labels. What matters is how you connect. What matters is how you make people feel. And when you work from a place of knowing, of trusting that whatever you do on this life, as long as you're working from love, you're changing freaking lives. Then we can boil things down to its essence and we can work from knowing. And guess what? The deepest part of knowing, where we came from, remembering where we came from, it's all love. There's an easy access point to get back to love. So let's get back there. Work from knowing. Lead with love. Let go. Have some fun. And everything is working out for you. For your highest good. All right, you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm sensing you guys. I'm feeling you guys. Thank you. I'm feeling it. I just got to breathe it in sometimes. Thank you so much for the kind messages, the reviews on iTunes and wherever else you're leaving reviews. Thank you so much. It means the absolute world to me because I know that the world needs all of us stepping up. And so let's stay close. Let's work together. Right. And if you haven't left a rating and review yet, please do so. I'd love to hear how you're interpreting and perceiving the show. And I'd love to know what's up in your world. So send me a message on Instagram. Fill me in. If something hit home with you, I'd love to know. And I'm telling you, I get notes from you guys and it goes straight to my heart. And guess where these podcast episodes come from? The heart. Right. So it's going to get bigger. It's going to get better. It's going to get more expansive. We're going to get into some even deeper, wackier conversations because that's where change comes from. So thank you for being here. Much love to you. Go help somebody today. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to the Adam Cadu podcast. If you would, take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes so that way more people can hear about us. So here's the thing. If you are ready to master the art of selling from your heart, then I would love for you to get on the wait list to be first notified next time we open the doors to our flagship program, Heart-Centered Selling Mastery. Well, you'll not only learn how to enroll more people into your vision and into your programs, but you'll also begin to lead from a powerful place of heart alignment. So if you are interested in that at all, go to adamkadu.com/heart, and I'll see you on the inside.